Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The U.S. Army has selected global investment firm Carlyle to build and operate a commercial data center at Fort Bliss. The Post announced the project will help the Army build AI capabilities faster than their competitors. The project is expected to generate 2,000 jobs and billions of dollars in private investment. Final lease terms are under final negotiations and being led by the Army, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and leadership at Fort Bliss. The city of El Paso is holding its own meetings amid concerns about strains data centers put on local infrastructure, including water and energy access. The meetings will help the city develop a framework to guide city leadership with decisions over data centers in the future. Tonight's meeting will be held at Pavo Real Recreation Center. There will be three more into April. Every meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. and ends at 7 p.m. And El Paso Water announced an estimated 670,000 gallons of sewage water spilled out of a Westside treatment plant Tuesday. According to utility officials, that is the amount of water inside an Olympic-sized pool. The sewage mostly stayed around the John T. Hickerson wastewater treatment plant, but some did reach the dry riverbed of the Rio Grande. Utility officials say the spill posed no immediate risks to health or safety of residents and was contained. El Paso Water will work with a contractor to address the situation and assess environmental impacts for remediation. A utility official said rags and disposable wipes contributed to the wastewater system pump's failure. In other news, as the war with Iran is pushing up oil prices, Texas oil producers are responding with more activity but not rushing to hire more workers for the oil patch. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports that's according to a new survey of oil executives.
According to a new report from the Dallas Federal Reserve, oil and natural gas activity picked up across Texas in the first quarter of 2026. In a state that produces more than two-fifths of the nation's crude, this is a sign oil producers see opportunity in higher prices. However, they also see risk in a market shaped by the uncertainty of war and what might be a temporary disruption to the global oil market. The survey of oil executives also found that petroleum workers are putting in more hours, while overall employment remains basically flat. Asked to assess where the price of oil would be at year's end, responses ranged from $50 to $135 per barrel. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Supporters of a pro-Palestinian activist detained by ICE last year are asking city officials in North Texas to pass a resolution calling for his release. KARA's Priscilla Rice reports dozens of people spoke at a Tuesday city council meeting.
Jakub Vihandre was arrested outside his Arlington home in October for allegedly overstaying his visa and has been in custody at an ICE facility in Georgia since then. The federal government had revoked his DACA status the month before over posts he made on social media. Ayman Al-Sawa was one of the supporters asking city leaders to intervene.
So if you really care about the city of Arlington to be the American dream city, demand the release of Jakub. He's a good citizen.
Earlier this month, a judge denied Vihandre's application for asylum, voluntary departure, and other forms of relief. I'm Priscilla Rice in Dallas.
And the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is underway in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The annual event is seen as the world's largest and most influential conservative gathering, and an indicator of the direction the Republican Party is heading. The Texas Newsroom's Blaise Ganey is there reporting.
The Republican Party has been successful for decades right here in Texas, more recently thanks to the Latino population. Rolando Rodriguez takes some of that credit. He formed Latinos for Trump in 2016 and believes that support helped the president turn South Texas border counties red for the first time in a century. He says the reason why is because they believe in Trump's plans for the economy.
What they want is jobs for the economy to flow. And it is working. I mean, not as fast as we would like for it to happen, but it's working.
Earlier this month, Trump visited South Texas and announced a $300 billion project to build the first oil refinery in the U.S. in 50 years. It's expected to break ground sometime this year. I'm Blaise Ganey in Grapevine.
Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.